Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Welcome back into The whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. That's a nice vibe there, Jades. Love that. That was the vibe I was getting at CSU football practice this morning, bright and early. Get the some of the 80s rock going, jamming out to AC/DC. Then they switched it over to like Nelly. So it was like early 2000s hip-hop and rap. Kevin Lytle and I were almost ready to just start dancing out there. Kevin, my man, of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, a little chillier than I wanted it to be, but overall, you can't complain when you're out there watching football. I love getting out there. It's fun.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a crisp little morning for us, but once the sun came out, I was doing a little better. My feet had to warm up. But yeah, it's nice to be able to just watch and see everything that's going on. You know, slowly starting to learn this roster. You know, it feels like 75% of it is new players, so there's almost no base of knowledge at times, it feels like. But starting to see kind of the plans here and what's coming together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, you and I were, and you would know this way more than me, but the openness of practice. I got there early. I'm standing by the gate, and I'm like, nobody's here to let us into. I just go, and I ran into one of the assistant to the assistant regional manager type coaches. Said, "Yeah, dude, you can just walk right up. You're fine. You don't have to wait." I'm like, "Wow, really?" And then I saw you popping up. And again, as long as you're media credentialed or whatever, they want you coming out. They want you taking pictures and showcasing the vibe that's going on for Colorado State.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very open. They've been very public about that. Of, you know, no secrets. And yeah, there are a ton of high school coaches and kids around, too. I mean, I just off the top of my head, I'm thinking of four or five different high school coaching staffs I've seen represent in the last few days out there. So they, you know, kind of have, obviously, it's open door policy for everyone with fans being allowed to attend, but they really seem to be encouraging coaches to come out as well, which I'm sure is well received from that end. You know, the local connections that they can make now.
Yeah, and that, you're right, Kevin, that was something unique too. I remember looking over in the parking lot, suddenly you just see this slew of young, they look like football players walking toward there. Now, is that the norm? Did you see that under a lot under Adazio's regime? Did you see that with Bobo? Did you see it with McElwain?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the last couple of years, there were, you know, some of the COVID restrictions that did prevent, you know, some of those things even being possible. But no, I think it's pretty rare to have this, and not I think, I know it's very rare to have this level of openness and access and everything. So yeah, this is a very unique situation in college football day, because every year around the country, it just becomes kind of more and more closed off as teams try and basically control, you know, every message they can and every bit of information that comes out. And here Norvell's, you know, basically doing the opposite, saying, you know, what you see is what you get. So might as well let everyone see it.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin, I prepped you for this one today, so you got to be ready for this. And I'm going to ask it how you wanted this asked, because I asked you first who right now, who the top five players are on this roster. Let's do this instead. The top five most important players on this roster. I know it's early, it's March 31st, but right now, give me the top five. Who do you think?
Yeah, this was a fun discussion, and yeah, I'd love to hear fans' thoughts too. We were discussing the five best and five most important, and those aren't necessarily the same thing. So I think right now, five best is probably hard. Five most important, I think we can do. And this, I haven't ordered them one through five, Brady, so I'm just going to give you five, and we'll let people just try and figure out the best order. But Clay Millen's got to be in there. You know, the air raid offense, if you're going to be throwing around a bunch, the quarterback's going to be very important. So Clay Millen's going to be the guy we expect, so he's in there. Second name I'm going to give you, and this could end up biting me in the backside, but George Mickey Hahn. I think he has a good chance to be the starting center. And obviously, offensive line play is important, and you better have a good center to have good offensive line play.
Sure.
So, if Mickey Hahn is the guy, then he's obviously very important. And then I'm going to move over to defense here, and Devin Phillips. He probably would be in that best five players mix as well. But the D-line is pretty thin. They don't have a lot of guys. And new defensive coordinator Frey Banks is big on, hey, my D-linemen aren't there to, you know, hold blocks and let the linebackers get free. My D-linemen are there to raise some heck and cause problems. And Devin Phillips can do that. So he's we're at number three now, I guess.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go Angel King, another kind of new name to people. He came over from Nevada. He's played a lot of cornerback, but he's going to be a safety for CSU. And, again, that defensive back position is a place they're a little thin. But Angel King, I think, can be really, really important and really help shore up that back end, because we saw last year how much the defensive back struggled. So that's a big one. And then number five, I can go a lot of ways here. And I, you know, we could sit here and you could talk me into a lot of different things. But I'll go Torrey Horton, probably your number one receiver. You could talk me out of a receiver in the top five because they use so many guys that they maybe don't have to be the most important. But Torrey Horton looks like he can make some incredible plays and be a real game changer. So I'll slide him in there. And there's my way too early projection for top five most important players.
I love it. So we got a quarterback, a center. You got to protect the quarterback. Somebody's got someone for the quarterback to throw to. And then on the defensive side, we got two guys there, a defensive lineman and a safety. So, right now it makes sense. I wrote them down, Kevin, as you were talking. So I'm definitely going to bring this back to you, you know, week four or five into the season, and we'll see.
I was going to say, I'm sure it'll be brought back when, you know, none of those guys are even on the field. And it's a whole bunch of different guys playing, and it's like, wow, what does this guy look at when he's out there? I mean, is he even awake?
You want to know what's funny, and I don't know, maybe I'm looking too much into this. I'm watching Torrey Horton, and I just... there's a confidence level about him. And I'm not saying other players aren't doing this, but when the music's going on, in between reps, you kind of see him. He's dancing around a little bit. And I'm seeing some other guys do it, but some guys look serious, you know, and that's not bad either. But I don't know, man. I just look at him and I'm like, that's a confident wide receiver right there. He's just kind of busting into some moves and then bam, he runs out for a quick route. I think that kind of stuff bodes well. But again, I'm probably looking way too much into that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think he definitely enjoys that. You know, I talked to him the other day, and actually, right before we got on air here, kind of writing about that group, and especially in this offense, that's a fun position. You should have fun. You should enjoy it. I mean, if you're a receiver, and Brady, I mean, how many passes do we see thrown at practice? It's a ton. Jay Norvell was not lying when he said that they'll throw more in one practice than most teams do in a month worth of practice. They really fling around. So for a receiver, I mean, you've just got to love it. And you're running all these routes. You know, the ball is always in your hands. You know, we've all watched a lot of football practices. A lot of times a receiver can go a long time without catching a football in a practice. That's not the case here. So, yeah, I think that group absolutely enjoys it.
It keeps them in shape, too. I mean, I'm looking, and they run a route. They run back. They maybe take a play off, and then they're back in a route. So they are certainly getting after it. I'm really excited to see, and I know this was probably tough for you to leave off, but I am excited to see Donte Wright and how he's utilized. I agree with you, by the way, though. I mean, all those position groups make perfect sense to me. I just want to see what happens with Wright, because he's kind of been that one. You know, we busted onto the scenes with Bobo's offense, and then, you know, he did what he could for the most part under Adazio's, and now I think he's in a perfect setup for him. Will he get lost in the crowd and just be one of a bunch of great guys, or will he kind of get back to having some amazing numbers again? Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him too. I mean, he's a guy that we've all seen some of the game breaking plays he can make, so he has all that ability. And that's, you know, another part of the good thing of this offense is, you know, it's not going to be one or two guys catching all the balls. It will, you know, they spread it around a lot. So a lot of different guys will have chances to make some plays. So I think Dante's in for a nice season. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for him to have the opportunity because, you know, he's obviously kind of gone on a wild ride. Him and Ty McCulloch, you go from, you know, the Mike Bobo offense where there are a lot of passes being thrown to, you know, Steve Adazio offense where, you know, not much of that. And now back to, you know, really, you know, probably even more explosive type of offense in the air raid. So those guys have kind of paid their dues. I'm excited to see, you know, how they can bear the fruits of this offense.
Kevin, a few things quickly, a couple of minutes left here. But, you know, Pro Day, wanted to get your thoughts there. Trey McBride got a quick 40 in and very quick, especially for a guy of his size. So mission accomplished for him. And then David Roddy, we kind of knew this was coming. He makes it official yesterday that he's, or I guess was that, yeah, yesterday, that he's going to be declaring for the NBA draft. So Trey McBride first, you know, you talked about it today to me at practice that he was kind of emotional after that 40.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so much that goes into it, you know, especially for him. All the, you know, everything on tape, you know, shows what you get with Trey McBride, but the NFL has become obsessed with that speed element in a lot of ways, you can understand. So Trey, you know, he said basically since the season ended, all eyes have been on the 40 for him, you know, because he knew everything else, the tape would look good, all that would look good, but there were going to be questions about his speed. So he'd put so much into running, you know, 40 yards really well once, which is, it's pretty wild to think of how important that can be. But he did it, you know, kind of unofficial times, but he was in, you know, the 4.54 to 4.56 type of range. And that is more than good enough. And I'm not sure there was any doubt before, but now that really cements him as, you know, tight end one in the draft. And yeah, he said, you know, it's a breath of fresh air, a sigh of relief to just have it done and know he accomplished what he'd been working to do. So, you know, happy for him. That was a really good showing. And now, you know, he'll do interviews and stuff, but that'll be easy. Trey obviously will shine in those. So now it's kind of just bide your time and wait for the draft coming up here in a little less than a month.
Well, we know Trey's getting drafted. We some of us think first round, some go to the second round. How about David Roddy? Is he going to get drafted? Do you think he's good enough to get drafted? Will they tell him that? If they tell him, you know, maybe you're a late second round or maybe not, he might come back. What do you think they're going to tell him, man?
Yeah, this is where the NFL and NBA are so different. You know, the NFL, so many guys are picked, you know, seven rounds, and then you get a bunch of undrafted free agents, and they have a great, you know, they can make a roster. NBA rosters are so small that it is very, very hard. I mean, second round picks are far from guaranteed to even be on the roster. So the chances are just smaller by numbers. So it's going to be interesting. I, you know, I don't think there's a decision. I don't think, you know, I listened to David on your show yesterday and everything he said. I don't think there's a decision made that, you know, he expects 100% one way or the other. It's going to come down to a lot of that evaluation. And if you, I've looked at a lot of mock drafts and things like that. Some have him as a late first rounder. Some have him, you know, late second. Even some places say he's a free agent type. So it's really all over the map right now. He's another guy that obviously in interviews and things like that, he's really going to shine. I mean, he will impress teams with his maturity and makeup and all that. But it's going to be, you know, do teams feel he's ready to fit, you know, on the basketball court? Obviously, he can do a lot of things. You know, defensively, you'll probably have some questions, you know, because he's a guy that'll probably have to guard three different positions at the NBA level. So that's probably a thing he'll have to answer, you know, at the combine and things like that. So, you know, right now it's a toss-up. Right now, I'd say I feel probably more likely that he comes back to CSU than goes to the draft, but I also wouldn't say that's a certainty. I had some fans that say, oh, he's 100% coming back. And I'd say I'd caution that. I don't think that's a guarantee, because if he feels pretty strongly that he's a first-round pick, it, you know, frankly, it would probably be foolish to come back.
Yeah, you know, and seeing in the ESPN top 100 or something, you know, 30. And again, that's not necessarily that he's the top, you know, the best 30 player
right,
of the 30 players. It all depends on who needs him and that kind of things, too. But I'll tell you, I thought maybe not. Maybe going back to CSU, I was leaning more toward that way. But I have been reading more and more stuff from the national side where it's like, okay, they are definitely paying attention to David. Kevin, my man, always appreciate you. I know you're putting together great stuff on all things Pro Day, spring ball, and more, even into the basketball side of things, too.
Yeah, it's exciting time. I mean, there are a lot of question marks around things right now with the draft and everything, but it's really exciting stuff for CSU. A lot of things for CSU fans to be excited about.
Yeah, no doubt about it, my man. Kevin, appreciate you. Good seeing you bright and early, man. I love it. Even though it's cold, it's still fun seeing you out there.
Absolutely. Always good chatting with you out there, Brady.
All right, my man. There's Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado one. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show, or wrap up the first hour. I didn't even talk about the Nuggets game last night. Tony Brothers just hates the Nuggets. Austin Rivers was ejected for his elbow hitting air. It just hit air. We're also going to have former, I guess, UNC Bears cornerback Komete Kofi will join us. His quest to get into the NFL. His brother is in the NFL, starting D lineman for the Colts. So he's got a wonderful story of perseverance. His mother, of course, just an amazing woman. So we're going to talk to Komete coming up in a few minutes. You're not going to want to miss this interview. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.